Okay, Madam Chair, it's 7:30.
Thank you. The Piscataway Planning Board reorganization meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways: notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Madam Chair, we need to do the reorganization first. If we could start
Mr.
that meeting.
Barlow, would you do the open public meeting notice, please?
Certainly, Madam Chair. This meeting is being held via this virtual Zoom platform in keeping with the guidelines promulgated by the Department of Community Affairs, and it's appropriate to go forward in this fashion. And just one other thing, Madam Chair, if we're going to have the regular meeting immediately after this, if anyone is on the meeting for the M&M at Hose Lane project, which is number 12 on the regular agenda, that matter has been carried to the February 14th, 2024 meeting. No further notice is required. I just didn't want any residents who might be on for that to wait around to find that out. So if you're here for the M&M matter, that's been carried to February 14th. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Ms. Buckley.
Mayor Waller.
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Here. Here.
Ms. Corcoran.
Here. Here.
Ms. Saunders. We can't hear you, Carol. All right, she's here. Reverend Kenny.
Here.
Madam Chair.
Here.
And Mr. Atkins.
Here.
And Mr. Ahmed.
Here.
Would we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance? The flag is over my right shoulder. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair, at this point.
Go ahead, Mr. Barlow.
I think where it may go, at this point, since there's no chairman of the board currently, it would be appropriate if anyone has a motion for a chairperson
Counselor,
for the planning board.
Counselor, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Brenda Smith as chair for 2024.
Is there a second?
I will second that, Councilwoman Cahill.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for chairperson for the Piscataway Planning Board for the 2024 term? Hearing none. Ms. Buckley, could you do a roll call for chairperson?
Of course. Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Ms. Saunders.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny.
Yes.
Mr. Atkins.
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed.
Yes.
The gavel is yours.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion for vice chair as Reverend Kenny.
I second that.
Okay. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to have Carol Saunders as board secretary.
I will second that, Councilwoman Cahill.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'd like to appoint Tom Barlow as the board attorney for 2024.
Brenda Smith, I will second that.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
Saunders? Yes. Ms. Saunders? Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And Madam Chair, I'd like to, for the appointment of CME Associates as Planner for 2024.
I will second that, Councilwoman Cahill.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
And Madam Chair, I'd like to appoint for recording secretary slash clerk is our Laura Buckley, who's been helps us run these meetings. Without her, we wouldn't be on Zoom.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Happily, I agree. Seconded by Brenda Smith.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. Number 11, committee appointments.
Mayor?
Well, this is the purview of the chair of the board, Ms. Smith.
Oh. Well, I have been attending the subdivision site plan meetings. I will put myself on that board. Board of Education? I don't think I should be on the Board of Education.
Nope.
Is there someone else who would?
You can always have Reverend Kenny. He doesn't have anything to do.
Okay. Reverend Kenny? Economic Development Commission?
There'd be Ms. Corcoran.
Okay, Ms. Corcoran. And environmental.
Ms. Corcoran also for that. And anybody else who wants to serve, so.
Okay. I'll take a motion to adjourn this part of the reorganization meeting.
Madam Chair, just for the site plan committee, is Ms. Corcoran and Mr. Kenny normally on that also?
Yes.
For our TRC meetings? So perhaps we can add those two also.
Yes, let's add them. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Corcoran.
I'll be there.
All right. I think we've fully staffed every committee.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Motion for an adjournment.
Don't move, Madam Chair.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Do we have to close out and come back in?
Well, you just adjourned the meeting, so now you could start the planning board meeting.
Okay.
Start all over.
The Piscataway Township Planning Board will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, and notice sent to the Courier News and to the Star Ledger. Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Present.
Mr. Atkins?
Here.
Mr. Ahmed?
Present.
And Madam Chair?
Present. Mr. Barlow, would you read the open public meeting notice?
Certainly. Thankfully, we're still in compliance with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines, and it's appropriate for this meeting to go forward in the virtual fashion on the Zoom platform, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Could we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance? The flag can be seen over my right shoulder. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the swearing in of the professionals?
Right hand.
Madam Chair, I mean, Morgan Astorini Areno is here from CME, but I believe Ron will be attending the meetings, and we're not hearing any testimony from the board's professionals tonight. So I think we can forego that.
Okay, that's fine.
But hello, Morgan.
Nice to see you. Okay. As you spoke before, would you announce that change in the agenda, Mr. Barlow?
Certainly. Number 12, 21 PB 31, which is the M&M at Hose Lane Phase 2 project for 444 Hose Lane, has been postponed and carried to February 14th, 2024. There will be no further notices. I know that there is a resident who has a question in the chat. The matter is not going to be heard. It would be inappropriate to discuss the matter at this juncture. So if you have any questions, I would suggest that you come back on the 14th. We won't be discussing that matter today. Thank you, Madam Chair. That's the only change.
Okay. May I have a motion to pay the bills?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I make a motion that we pay the bills.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes. Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill? Councilwoman Cahill?
Roll call.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item 8 on tonight's agenda is adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on December the 13th, 2023.
Madam Chair, Carol Saunders, I'd like to memorialize the resolution from 1 year extension time for Warren Hill, block 4701.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize extension of time for 60 days for KD Capital to correct their minor subdivision.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Atkins, second.
Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Memorialize the resolution for an extension of time for 1023 River Road for Nathan Yates.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Chair, I'd like to memorialize application 2019-51 Holly Road Associates LLC, final major subdivision.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, I'll second that.
Roll call.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to memorialize application 23PB13/14B for 10 Marion Court Trust, minor subdivision with Bulk Berry.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Atkins,
second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize application 23PB-20/21B for Amnil Pharmaceuticals LLC preliminary final site plan with bulk variant.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Reverend Kenny. Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Allies application 23PB28, Glashmi, minor subdivision, block 8601.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Atkins, second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the resolution for the extension of time for 149 Stratton Street, Grand Home Investments.
Do I have a second?
Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of December 13th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of December 13th, 2023.
Do I have a second?
Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, a discussion of 40 Knightsbridge Road.
Madam Chair, I believe someone from Wolentz, Goldman & Spitzer is here to address this matter.
That would be me, Jason Churcha, spelled C-H-E-R-C-H-I-A. I'm with Wolentz, Goldman & Spitzer on behalf of IPT Kingsbridge.
That's fine. What do you have to discuss this evening?
So tonight we're proposing, we're here to discuss minor modifications to a previously approved application for 40 Kingsbridge Road. I'll be very brief. In August 22, this board granted preliminary and final site plan approval to the applicant for construction of an approximately 100,000 square foot warehouse with 5,000 square feet of office space divided into two 2,500 square foot office spaces to be used by tenants at its property. A year later, in August of 2023, this board amended the resolution of approval to keep the 5,000 square foot limitation on total office space, but remove the requirement that the office's square footage be divided into two 2,500 square foot offices and the requirement that either individual office space be a particular size. Applicant has recently completed construction of the approved building and received a CO for the currently constructed 2,500 square foot office and a TCO for the warehouse. The applicant is also actively negotiating a lease with a national well-regarded potential warehousing and distribution tenant to occupy the entire building. We're now seeking to modify the site plan to capture a minor fence and crosswalk adjustment and to increase the total office space permitted in order to meet the requirements of this potential tenant. Specifically, we're seeking to increase the total permitted office space to 6,700 square feet, though the proposed office as shown on the submitted architectural plan is 6,154.92 square feet. We submit the modification request of 6,700 square feet in order to offer the potential tenant flexibility for any future office modifications that might be required without requiring further submissions to this board. The increase in office square footage is offset by a reduction in warehouse square footage. And additionally, the applicant proposes satisfying the corresponding increase in parking with electric vehicle credits by adding 4 electric vehicle spaces. None of the modifications include a change to the building footprint or impervious coverage, nor are any variances required. That's really the extent of the proposal. We do have a representative of the applicant, as well as our architect and engineer here in the event the board has any questions.
Madam Chair, or Mr. Barlow?
I was going to say that this matter comes before asking essentially for a minor amendment to the prior resolution of approval. As indicated, there's a slight change in parking, but the applicant is offsetting that with 4 electric vehicle parking spots, which is obviously a positive in keeping with Piscataway's forward thinking in that regard. And also, Mr. Hinterstein had some things he wanted. There was a 4-foot, 6-inch high fence that Mr. Hinterstein asked that the applicant make it 5 feet, which they've agreed to do. So that needed, a slight tweak there also around the detention basin. So again, it's a minor amendment or modification to the prior resolution of approval of 6,700 square feet, and they'll add the 4 EV stations and comply with Mr. Hinterstein's request. And they had to amend the plans to show that fence around the detention pond. And if Ms. Corcoran, I missed anything, let me know.
No, that is correct. And there was some additional striping that was required by the supervisor of engineering. It's my understanding that the applicant has also agreed to that request.
Does anyone else have any concerns that they would like to bring forward?
I don't have a concern, but are we taking a vote or is this a discussion?
You're discussing it.
Okay.
And then if your discussion leads to allowing these slight amendments, then you would be voting on amending the prior resolution to allow the 6,700 square feet of office space and the addition of the 4 electric vehicle, and also complying with Mr. Hinterstein's tweaks as to the fencing. So they just wanted, as opposed to what some people do is they do it and then they come back and they ask for forgiveness. They're asking for permission so that this board has an opportunity to make sure they're okay with it and answer any questions. They have submitted the plans to the township's professionals who have reviewed it. And as I said, this is really housekeeping, some of it to follow Mr. Hinterstein's comments. And again, I guess to comply with the tenant. If they had known that originally, they would have just asked for that originally, but I guess it's a little bit of a moving target and they want to address that.
I just have one point of clarification I'd like to ask. Is that now office space and 1 big open space as opposed to 2 separate spaces?
So
as originally requested?
That's correct. There would be 1 tenant in the building at this point.
Okay. So that's not a change from the most recent approval, just the office space and the fence?
I think that's correct, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Does any other members have any further questions of this request? If not, I'd like to have a motion. If someone would like to pose a motion.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I make a motion that the approval of this, the 6,700 for the 1 tenant that's occupying this building to be approved, and the 5-foot fence and the 4 EV stations that Mr. Hinterstein had talked and agreed upon that it be approved.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Mr. Barlow, do you have a resolution that you might want to put forward tonight?
No, we'll do the resolution at the next meeting, Madam Chair.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I was resolutioned out after.
Yes, quite a few.
That was a record.
Once we got the letter H, I said no more. I
That's enough. Item number 11, discussion. Ordinance to amend and supplement revised general ordinance.
Tom, do you want me to briefly go over that?
Sure, Dawn.
So basically, it's just a modification to the ordinance stating that any permitted single-family dwelling or accessory structure that's not conforming with regards to lot area, lot width, or lot depth can be constructed, altered, enlarged without the need to come to the zoning board for variance relief, provided that all the other requirements of the zoning ordinance have been met.
That's for existing structures, you just said, right, Dawn?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
If you have a new home, a new dwelling being constructed, and it does not conform, certainly it will still be going back to the zoning board.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other discussion regarding this request? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make that motion.
Madam Chair, I will second that, Councilwoman Cahill.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
And Madam Chair, we have a resolution for that one.
Okay.
The recommendation concurring with the proposed change to the ordinance to go back to the council.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the change to go back to the council for this ordinance.
Do I have a second?
Oh, Madam Chair, I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. With that, I'll see you all next month on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Need a motion to adjourn.
Can I get a motion to adjourn? We'll be here until then.
Madam Chair, you can blame me and any of the spouses for the meeting.
No, we'll be happy to do that. We'll second the adjournment.
Okay, can I roll call, please?
Thank you. Mayor Waller? I think we lost.
Let us adjourn, Mayor. Come on, speak up.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes, yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you. Have a good evening, everybody.
Have a good night, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Be safe.